You're tuned in to WRFI Watkins Glen Ithaca, and it's Searching for a Thread back with you for the next hour. Today is International Women's Day, so why not honor them?
Rosa rot, das mögen Sie. Oh. Hellblau, das tragen Sie. Die kleinen Weichen Pudel. Oh, oh so naiv im Rudel. Alles kaufen. Rosa-rot, das mögen Sie. Hellblau, das tragen Sie. Die kleinen schwarzen Pudel. Oh, so naiv im Rudel. Sie denken, was du denkst. Sie sagen, was du sagst. Alles kaufen. Oh. Sie können nicht träumen. Rosa-rot, das mögen Sie. Oh. Hellblau, das tragen Sie. Oh, Sie sind so hübsch.
It's Dusty Visions back with you for Searching for a Thread here for another hour. Hope you enjoyed that first hour with Silas playing long songs. Probably will not be playing such long songs right now. I've got post-punk and rock, garage rock, all from the women who I have in my collection, that is. A lot of good stuff I've pulled out. Classics, for me anyway. This is a wheelhouse I like to come back to quite a bit. That was Kleenex from their first EP, originally on the Sunrise label back in 1978. Swiss, of course. We heard the Nice, a song called Nice by Kleenex. Would be, of course, become Lilliput later on. And great, essential, fantastic music. International Women's Day today, so gonna hit this next hour with some post-punk and rock and weirdness by women. So that was that. Kleenex coming up right now. Let's get right to it. But first, let me tell you my show, Searching for a Thread. If you'd like to find the show and listen to all the episodes or any episode, go down to mixcloud.com/searchingforathread. The other feed is at iTunes and WRFI streaming via Radio Free America. And many ways to get there and check this show out. All right. Coming up now from a DIY compilation of UK bands, cassette culture back in the day, in that first punk period. This is more on the experimental side of the Cease and Desist compilation. This is Nancy Cisse and the Melodares.
Pink
Slits, of course, the first track on Cut. 1979. A classic record. I love it so much. Honoring women tonight for International Women's Day. Their first LP, and I love that second one as well. What a great band. Before that, Androids of Mew. This is a very offbeat one here. Goes back to 1980, same era. Privately released the album called Blood Robots, and the song was Who Cares. Freewheeling, and there's lots of synth on this record too, and sort of almost psychedelic sounds, sort of merging all of my favorite things. The Androids of Mew. This is originally a UK release, of course. There is a reissue that came out a bunch of years ago. So check that out. One of my... I'd love to do a whole show on this band. Or at least one of my features, which I got to get back to. Essential Listening, Androids of Mew. ESG before that. from their early LP, I guess their first LP, they did would come back and reunite to do more things, but they're 12 inches and their first LP on the 99 Records label. 1983, we heard Parking Lot Blues, the album Come Away with ESG. I pulled out the Subnormal Girls DIY post-punk 79 to 84 volume 3 tonight. We heard a Spanish group called Ilasca y Los Pegue Moidis, if I got that right, and the song was Dr. Spock. That's a compilation on the Waiting Room label. Maximum Joy from the station MXJY. We heard Let It Take You There. Almost a sort of Tom Tom Club or Talking Heads vibe, but I'll just say weirder, dubbier. That is on the Y record label, 1982. We heard Nancy Cisse and the Melodairs at the top of the set. Safab, another compilation there called Cease and Desist, DIY cult classics from the post-punk era, 78 to 82 on the Optimo music label. Beautiful compilation. Let's continue on here. Searching for a Thread. I am your host, Dusty. Thank you for tuning in to my cut up 2 hours. First hour with Silas, doing long songs this hour, honoring women, International Women's Day today. Okay, what do I have for you? Here's one from a 12 inch by a strange forget the main songwriter and artist to this one. I know that Judy Nylon was involved for a second, but this is a 12-inch by a group calling themselves Snatch here. And I'm going to do some research and figure out what's happening with this one, because I just can't remember all the detail on everything. All right, let's get into that. This is from a 12-inch called Shopping for Clothes by Snatch.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren. Sie hören eine Sonderdurchsage der Polizei. Das Bundeskriminalamt gibt Ihnen Gelegenheit, Gespräche der an den Morden in Köln und der Entführung des Dr. Schleyer beteiligten Terroristen zu hören und bittet um Ihre Unterstützung. Hören Sie sich bitte die jetzt folgenden Stimmen in Ruhe an und achten Sie besonders auf die Eigenarten des Tonfalls, der Ausdrucksweise und der Sprachfärbung. Aufzeichnung 1.
You know, I saw another horrible life story last night.
Yeah? That's the mistake of asking for eternal life without asking for eternal youth.
So ultimately you got a choice? You want a good life? You want a good story?
You can't afford either. You can't afford either.
Thank you. me already. I hear you're in love, in love. I hear you're in love, in love. I'm glad to hear she liked your letter. Found someone who treats you better.
That is Marine Girls, a very different kind of post-punk group going out in 1981. And on the Wham record label from their LP Beach Party, their first, we heard In Love, first track, sort of a Young Marble Giants beat happening vibe on that one. Doesn't get too rhythmic. String, almost folk song, but with a post-punk edge. The Raincoats before that, from their self-titled LP, 1979, Life on the Line is the song we heard. Why Pants, we heard Beat It, or I'm sorry, The Fly from Beat It Down, 1982, on the Neutral label, which was Glenn Branca's label. So many good records that he not only made, but produced and released on that first of his first label there, including the first Sonic Youth EP. You had Rat It Rat R, I believe it was on Neutral, and I believe there were DNA and Mars records associated with it. The Static, his band that he got going there. In any case, Neutral Records maybe deserving of a little feature. We'll see. And Snatch, as I said at the top of the set, it was Red Army from the Shopping for Clothes EP. And I told you I'd look up Snatch. And it is Patty Paladin and Judy Nylon. Discogs calls them legendary. I think they are, but not too well known. They were a New York group in the art rock scene. And that's 12-inch comes from 1980. They go back a few years prior to that as well. Excellent stuff. So I got a few more. I could probably do a whole nother hour, but, you know, we'll do more. We'll do another. The Smash the Patriarchy, I've done a few of those episodes. Maybe we'll bring it back for another episode of that coming up. But thanks for tuning in here, honoring International Women's Day. I got a couple more for you, as I said. Here are, let's just mention, last night we had a great show down at the bowling alley for the Gutter Punk series. Some great bands played. And my fellow WRFI DJs, JT and Angela, both DJed as well alongside myself. So we switched it up, jumped in and jumped out, a little bit of them, a little bit of me. But Angela was playing the Au Pairs last night, so this one goes out to her. This is the Au Pairs from their first LP, playing with a different sex.